This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. At least one person was killed in a standoff between a gunman and police inside a grocery store in Los Angeles, California. At this hour, all the hostages have been freed and the suspect arrested. Police believe the man was involved in a shooting involving his grandmother and his sister, and then led officers on a chase until he crashed into the front of a Trader Joe's store. The man had barricaded himself inside the store with several patrons, that is. He later surrendered to police. A survivor of Thursday night's capsizing of a boat at a resort in Branson, Missouri, said the captain of the vessel told passengers they would not need life jackets. Tia Coleman, who lost 9 members of her family in the accident, said Saturday that she lost contact with all her family members when a wave hit the so-called duck boat.
When that water came over the boat, I didn't know what happened. I had my son right next to me. But when the water filled up the boat, I could no longer see. I couldn't feel anybody. I couldn't see. I just remember, I got to get out. I got to get out.
Coleman lost her husband and 3 children, as well as several other members of her family. She says the so-called duck boat's captain showed passengers where the life jackets were on board, but told them they would not need them. 17 people died when the boat capsized and sank in heavy weather Thursday night. It was the deadliest accident of its kind in nearly 20 years. Federal investigators said Saturday that a video recorder had been retrieved from on board the Stretch Duck 07 that investigators hope may provide clues as to what went on inside the amphibious vessel. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.